Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Saturday, June 27th, 2026. Jane, we have a packed digest today with some truly significant developments. Let's dive right into the top story. OpenAI has just previewed its GPT 5.6 family, which is rolling out under a government-mediated agreement. This comes as we see some easing of restrictions on Anthropic, which is a big shift, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, Paul. The government mediation suggests a growing recognition of AI's critical role and the need for oversight, but also a desire to foster competition. Easing up on Anthropic could really shake up the frontier model landscape.
Speaking of OpenAI, another huge headline is their decision to delay their initial public offering until 2027. This seems to be directly influenced by SpaceX's recent wobbly market debut.
That's right, Paul. Sam Altman is reportedly holding out for a $1 trillion valuation, but his CFO wants to wait until that's actually achievable. When you're burning $3.7 billion per quarter, market timing becomes incredibly crucial, you know?
It certainly does, Jane. Now, let's switch gears to something that sounds straight out of science fiction. Google's Gemini 3.5 Flash now has the ability to see, click, and control your computer. This feels like a major leap for agentic AI.
It really is, Paul. Giving an AI agent direct control over your interface changes the game for automation and task execution. We're moving beyond conversational AI to truly interactive, autonomous systems.
And with all this advancement, there's a growing focus on the human impact. OpenAI, Anthropic, and Amazon have jointly launched a $500 million nonprofit fund to retrain workers displaced by AI. That's a huge commitment.
It's a really positive step, Paul, and a clear signal that these major players are acknowledging their responsibility. Investing in workforce retraining is essential to ensure a smoother transition into the AI-driven economy.
On a slightly less positive note for consumers, Apple has quietly raised MacBook and iPad prices by $100 to $400. And guess what, Jane? They're blaming AI for the increased costs.
Wow, Paul, that's a direct hit to the wallet for many people. It really highlights how the infrastructure and development costs of AI are starting to trickle down to everyday products. It's a tangible impact we're seeing.
Before we wrap up, we also have to mention a concerning development. New research shows AI agents can enable adaptive computer worms. This poses a fundamentally new cybersecurity threat, Jane.
Yes, Paul, it's a serious evolution in malware. These worms can devise target-specific attack strategies and self-propagate, making them far more resilient and dangerous than traditional ones. It's a stark reminder of AI's dual-use nature.
Indeed, Jane. And on a more intellectual front, AI systems have achieved major breakthroughs in advanced mathematics and proof formalization. Terence Tao even talks about an era of big mathematics, where humans and machines collaborate.
That's a fascinating concept, Paul. It truly makes us rethink what it means to be a mathematician when AI can handle the heavy lifting of proofs. It could free up human minds for even more abstract and creative problem solving.
A lot to chew on today, Jane, as always. That's the MergeSort AI Digest for June 27th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more news from the world of artificial intelligence.